whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the big Friday edition. I love Friday.
It's the weekend,
here it
everyone.
Is. Bang, we're 2 hours away from the best drinks of the week. The Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
Hello,
Malloy.
Dangerous.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Everybody is here. Off we go. Yes. What a show. It's an all-star show today.
It's actually huge.
Let's just throw some
excited.
Names about.
Oh, Jim Jeffrey.
Friggin' oh. Jeffries. Yes. Live from LA, will be joining us to shoot the breeze.
We love catching up with him. He's great, mate. Also, we've got James Rain. Thank you very much. Oh.
That is unbelievable. We're going to play some music. Yeah. He's up on our balcony a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, we're going to play one of the tracks that
annoying the locals. Turn it down, James. Turn it down.
I don't think so. We're also lucky we've got Denise Scott calling in as well.
It's great to catch up with her once more end of the year. And as always, Clown of the Week will be kicking us off. This show is Forza Gug. Don't go anywhere. This is the perfect way to finish
it
another
sure is.
Big bloody week right here on Kennedy Malloy. Jane, yeah. This is going to be very heartbreaking for you, but this is the last time you'll see me in person on this show this year, because there's a Monday.
Oh,
I'm on
yes.
the Brick Lane.
You are off.
Pub crawl. Great Aussie pub.
Where are you heading to on Monday?
On Monday, I'm going to Sydney.
Okay.
I'm going to the actors first because my show has been nominated. Front Bar.
Oh, the Front Bar's been nominated for an award.
Yeah, and I have to go and do a. You have to go to Black Tie. It's an actors.
Oh, like a fancy black tie.
Real
black
tie.
Do you have one of those lying around the cupboard?
Oh, nice. I've told you about my tuxedo. Like every young man, it's seen some action. It should be drip dry. Should
don't
be
think I want to know
if
that
suit could talk.
Oh my god!
That suit could walk there on its own.
Nice.
Could call an Uber and get there from.
So
starting in Sydney, but the first show will be Brisbane. The first show will go to Brisbane.
Yep.
Then we go to Newcastle. No, Sydney. Sydney.
Then Newcastle.
Then Newcastle. Then bring it home to Melbourne. Oh, well, maybe I will be here on Friday.
Who knows? I'll cope. Dave and I
wouldn't bet on it.
So what you're going to do is, when are you going to catch up with everyone and have a drink? Is it after the show?
After the show. So we'll do the shows as per normal, and then I go, bang.
You have a big entrance. Mickey's here, everyone.
I drive straight down to a knockoff drinks at a pub where I'll be serving Brick Lane free.
Have you got security?
Yeah.
You'll be mobbed.
I thought about it.
No.
You'll be mobbed.
So drink it in. Drink me in, and because this is the last
time. Okay. I'll remember
We're
you.
We're good.
I'm good.
I said drink me in. Don't mentally undress me. You always take it too far. You always go.
Oh, gosh, I won't miss this for a week, will I? I mean, I'll be able to see you because you're still doing the show.
What are your plans for the weekend, by the way?
I think I'm going out and about. I think I might go fishing.
Really? Pardon? Why would you do that?
Because I live with someone who's a fisherman.
So if you want to spend some quality time, you've got to put the waders on.
Oh, that's a bit rude. It's a bit judgy.
Well, I'm just saying.
I can rock a good pair of wading boots.
You seem a bit desperate. Have you ever caught a fish?
I beg your pardon.
Have you ever caught a fish?
Yes, I have.
What was it?
I've caught heaps of fish.
Flatheads don't count.
No.
They jump into the boat.
I've caught those just with my eyes closed. I've been fly fishing. I've caught trout.
You haven't been
I've caught a queenfish off the beach in northern Queensland, standing on the beach, and then I reeled it in, I prepared it, and I sashimi'd it. So stick that up, you craw.
Okay,
Have I ever caught a fish?
Yeah, you don't.
There's so much about me.
You're the most impatient person I've ever seen. You would not be capable of being quiet for a little bit.
I don't like where you're leaning.
And then to
how long would you go?
How long would you wait to catch a fish before you went? Oh, bugger this! Let's go and have a rosé.
Oh, look, I've got a good hour in me.
Right,
that's enough. That's enough for any activity, isn't it?
All right, Kennedy, you go fishing. I look forward to a full update on Monday. Yeah. I want to see your fisherman's basket. Can you catch me? Can you get me a?
I'm catch and release, except for the queenfish.
Barramundi. I wouldn't mind.
I've caught barramundi.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah, a barramundi farm. Fresh water, I'll bet, not salt water.
No.
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, clown of the week.
You cannot wait. It's give us a call, 133353.
All thanks to Holden Colorado and 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason. He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Kärcher pressure washer. Kärcher, life's most satisfying clean.
Bang, the Kärcher. You're a clown if you don't have a Kärcher.
Well,
there it
are.
Is, straight up.
And I will be doing some Kärchering as well when I get home, just to wash down all my fishing gear. With my Kärcher.
The Kärcher is the
it's
business.
Awesome.
It's life's most satisfying
yes.
clean.
Oh,
all right, and we're going to give away a couple in this break today, so get involved. Can I start?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to clown the English rugby player, Joe Marler. Now, he might be in on his own joke here, but it's worth having a listen to his post-match interview where he starts out trying to make an analogy and it just careers out of control. Have a listen.
A bit disappointed with the account that we put out, but we've got another week to get back on the horse, you know, and take that horse to the water. And you can ask that horse, you can say, hey, horsey, do you want to have a drink or do you want to swim? It's up to that horse to then realise what he wants to do in his life. And that horse at the moment wants to go out on Saturday. He wants to clippity-clop all the way to the stoop. And he wants to say hello to those fans. And he goes, I'm sorry about the result last week, but I'm going to give a better performance here at home against Bath. He's a slightly Irish horse, so we're looking forward to getting back on that horse.
And are you looking forward to getting back on the horse 6 months since we last saw you?
I don't like horses. I can't ride.
It's very appealing.
The interviewer is completely bamboozled at that
appealing.
Point. Good on him. I think he starts out trying to do it and then gives up. And he goes, oh, bugger it.
But I think he realises you can't lead a horse to water. You lead a horse to water, can't make a drink, and then he gets a bit confused like
correct.
I just did.
Hey, while we're talking of football, Peter's on the line. Peter, who do you want to clown?
I just want to clown the AFL for their 10-minute break at halftime.
Oh, bang. Well done. Hey, Kärcher for Peter. Kärcher, Peter.
You got a brand new Kärcher.
Oh, amazing.
Well, this is the new proposal. It's only a proposal at this stage, isn't it?
Hang on. Cutting, this is
they want to cut the halftime
by
half-time.
So instead of 20 minutes.
They want to make it 10.
It's going to be 10 minutes.
Well, and all the players think it's going to be more beneficial because they're not sitting around cramping up. Yes, they do.
Okay, put yourself in my position. 80,000 people, half time. Here's what I need to achieve.
I think I know.
I need to get to the toilet and get a beer and get back to my seat.
How are you going to do that in 10 minutes?
That's a round trip.
Is that your beef, Peter?
It'd take Mick longer to get to the toilet for a toilet break. And as for you, Jane, it'd probably take more than 10 minutes to line up for a Chardonnay.
Wow, Peter. I might take that Kärcher back off you. No, I like it.
And what about the poor little Oz kickers? It's their time to shine.
Does
that mean they get the arse?
Yeah. Well, they only get like two kicks.
That's enough, though.
I mean, those kids,
you need to look forward to that.
Let's be honest.
They look forward to that. This is my chance. I'm on the big stage and everyone's going to be watching. Hey, get on, get off. Hey, out.
But do we really enjoy it?
So what they need to do is test this in laboratory conditions. We need 80,000 people.
Okay, they do a test.
And you need to go, okay, go. Mm. I'll be your template.
All right.
I get up from my chair. I go toys. Yep. I queue up. I get beer.
Yeah.
Maybe a little hot dog.
Yeah. Then back to your seat.
Back to my seat.
Oh, you will not do that in 10
minutes. And when my bum hits the seat, you stop the stopwatch. You go. How long? And if you can't do that in 10 minutes...
Then the AFL's got it wrong.
I'll tell you what this is about. I'm going to suggest the media companies have said we're losing ratings. Halftime people
it's
are...
It's true. People turning
absolutely.
Off.
Because fans have been complaining forever about us too long.
And
they've
long.
Never
it's
bothered. And now
absolutely
they're going...
right.
Hang on.
Yes. Every decision's about money.
Well done, Peter. Enjoy your Kärcher.
Yeah.
Hello, Tom.
Let's go to Tom.
Okay, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good. Who do you want to clown, Tom?
The apprentice, Harry.
Your apprentice?
Yeah, my apprentice, yeah.
How old is he for a start?
What's he done, Tom?
He's just turned 18.
18, oh, God.
Right, and what's happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we were just radio on the other day and a song come on, the soundtrack, I think it was to Golden Eye or Die Another Day or something, and I said, oh, you know, I love these songs. And he's like, oh, what's that from? I said, oh, James Bond. He said, oh, you know, James Bond, I haven't seen one. I said, you haven't seen James Bond? And I was like, oh, that's fair enough. And then I said, I used to love GoldenEye the game on the Nintendo 64. And he said, what's a Nintendo 64?
Clown.
Outrageous behaviour.
This guy.
I know, it's just not. I mean, he's, what is he, 18? Oh, they're what babies. They don't know
he's
anything.
He's a baby.
And just for that, Tom, guess what? You're getting a catcher.
Catcher! You've been catcher, Tom!
Unbelievable.
Yep.
He'll go, what's a catcher?
He'll say that.
And that's when you hose him down.
What's he an apprentice to?
Carpentry.
Good on you. All right. Thanks, Tom. We're going to be back with some more clowns, aren't we?
You got it.
There's a big one I'd like to drop on you.
Well, it is thanks to Karcher. Life's most satisfying clean. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week, thanks to Karcher, life's most satisfying clean. Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
Good on you, Karcher.
Yeah, well done.
I keep my Karcher under lock and key because someone would want to steal that.
Oh, bad.
Mainly a band of German jewelry thieves. Can we clown them?
Oh, yeah, sure.
These are the guys, the guys from Dresden who stole a record amount of jewelry.
An incredible amount of,
Here's how the story was, came down.
Known as the Green Vault, it holds one of the largest treasure collections in Europe. Priceless paintings, sculpture, and plenty of gold. But the robbers were after one thing, millions of dollars worth of diamonds in 18th century settings.
Bang. Yes. Knew what they wanted, went in and got it. Not like the Kim Kardashian robbery.
Oh, no, 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 no. That sounded a debacle.
Was that really around security? It felt like around security.
No, I think
Did she do that for publicity?
No, I don't believe
Jane Kennedy.
No, I think she's still traumatised by that.
Where do you keep all your jewellery?
I don't say that.
My jewellery.
Do you have a safe at home or...
Oh, right.
You know what, though? You know what's interesting about these robbers?
Yes.
Is there are two of them, or a duo. The local reports in Germany and the police said they were noticeably small.
Yep. And as Ross Noble said on our show this week, begs the question, dwarf or child?
So I'm guessing it wasn't children. But could it
And the reason was they had to get through a tiny, tiny
space. A tiny grill on the side of the building and they climbed through a window into the museum. And I think they've got vision of it so that they've seen that they're noticeably very small.
How'd you prepare for that? Like go through like a doggy door?
Well, it's a bit Tom Cruise-y, isn't it?
No,
is practice.
Yeah, but with dwarves. Imagine the Tom Cruise scene, but with a dwarf. Yeah.
Well, you're right with the trap door. My kids, sometimes when they've forgotten their key,
can I tell you,
the doggy door.
Can I tell you a true story? I know a guy who has been extradited to Germany for jewellery robbery.
Really?
First of all, there's a few things I have to unpack here.
Unpack, yes.
You know a jewellery thief.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do you know he is? Did he or she?
No, well, I've spoken to you about him before. I met him in London when we were in London.
Oh, is this the fur coat guy?
This is the fur coat guy. So this is a guy. I describe him as a Black Arthur Daly. And that's all the information I'm prepared
for. I like the sound of him.
But we went, he's a terrific fella. But we went to a fashion day in Birmingham, drove back. I watched him buy a fur coat off out the back of a van, turn up at Harrods, pay the girl £50 to wrap it, and sat there while his wife opened it on Christmas morning and goes, I love you so much.
Oh, it's so fancy. It's from Harrods.
He has also done time for walking out of a major gallery in London with the Laughing Cavalier under one arm. Now, the Laughing Cavalier is
a very famous painting.
One of the most famous paintings.
I can see it now.
And his genius was he walked out the front door with it under one arm.
That's unreal.
The German, while I was there, he was opening mail. He's going, well, this isn't good. And I go, what? He goes, they're trying to extradite me to Germany under jewellery for jewellery charges. He got one of the good big stores in Germany to open after hours. He said he was a sheik and he was flying in and he only was going to be there for one night and he was interested in these famous
pieces
of jewellery.
Yes.
Can you open the shop after hours because I'm going to buy something? And they went, of course.
Wow.
So he's a black English guy. He's dressed up in the full
sheik outfit.
Gear. He's gone in after hours. They've showed him all the bits. He's made doubles for them and slipped them out from under.
He's made doubles.
He's made doubles
of like the golden ruby or something.
He's slipping one on, pulling one in. He's walked out with all of it, and I'm sitting there in his house while he's.
But what, they just send him a letter? They don't send some.
They just got to come. You got to come. You. This is.
But wouldn't they just send round the wouldn't the coppers
Well, I think
fly?
The charge, I think they'd already been around.
Right.
I think this was a fair way down the track.
So
but it was,
did he ever go in the clink? Do you know?
Do you know what? I haven't kept in touch.
Oh, really?
Since coming back. But how's that?
That is incredible. Well,
Do you know what? I bet she's involved. I bet she's hired
in
the dwarves.
In some crazy way. Under his big coat.
Or it's all there. Or they're his kids. He's trained his kids up to do it.
Wouldn't that
there
be amazing? Great well clown.
Big
all right,
story.
Stick around because Mick's GoFundMe is coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
After 38 years together, Denise Scott and husband John decided to freshen things up in the Meyer Homewares department.
We did come to climax.
Okay.
In a metaphoric, like just in a symbolic sense. This is the first cutlery set we've bought. Three dinner sets I bought. Because God. Eight irregular shaped pasta bowls.
What was the shape?
Oh, it's just irregular. So now we've got like settings for about 70 people, cutlery, and no friends.
Please welcome back Denise Scott.
Hello, Denise.
Hello, and I've got an update on the crockery.
Yes,
clearly,
please.
There is a fork already missing.
Oh, not a four-finger discount, five-finger discount from one of your friends.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But there's
out.
Only two of us in the house.
Someone's thrown it out. You know, when you're scrubbing a plate, you scrap a plate off and you...
When have you ever done that? You look like you're pretending to peel a carrot. Have you ever peeled a carrot in your life?
What are these carrots you talk of? Hey, this could be the last time we have you on this year, so it's a bit sad.
Oh, well, thank you.
For being
is it something I've done?
No, we're nearing the end of the season.
We're that close to the end. I'm on a pub crawl next week, even though it's still showtime.
Got the week, yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what to say now. It's been wonderful, thank you. It's been a highlight of my year.
Do you enjoy coming in and working with me?
No. But it gets me out of the house.
Right.
And we've loved seeing you on Have You Been Paying Attention?
I was on the last episode. Did you see that? Apparently I was very good.
Were you now?
Glad your ego is nice and healthy there.
Big ratings
according
too,
to...
It was good.
Oh, they were very good ratings. But anyway, look, I wasn't on it. So why do I want to talk about it?
I call it the Mickey bump.
Oh, my God.
When I go on, there's a little spike, a little ratings spike. Every time I open my mouth.
Do you watch things like the ARIA Awards or the entertainment
shows? I've
won
three ARIAs, too. Okay.
Do you watch any of those? What about the American Music Awards?
I just gobsmacked he'd mention his ARIAs.
Oh, your place.
You know, they were when you had records.
Yes.
Yeah, back in the day when you had to have a record.
You had to put it on a gramophone.
You're gobsmacked. No, do you watch... So I noticed there's a tweet that you put out, and you said until 2 days ago, I'd never heard of Lizzo. Oh. And Mick, do you know who Lizzo is?
Yes.
No, you don't. Come on.
Lizzo. No, Liz.
Lizzo. Do you know who Lizzo
is? Yes, I know who Lizzo is.
Dave, do you know who Lizzo is?
I do know who she is, yeah.
Okay. And you didn't know. And you said,
who's
Lizzo?
Let the shitstorm of OK Boomer biz rain down upon me because you didn't know who Lizzo was.
Yes. And do you know what? I didn't get a negative tweet back.
Where was this? It was a tweet.
Well, it was a tweet.
What do you mean, where was this?
I don't know.
Okay, well, she performed on the American Music Awards, Lizzo. She sings the song Juice. You know that song, Juice?
And she's very good. She is very
She's a rather large black woman, and she wears amazing outfits, and she plays the flute. She's a trained classical flautist.
I got stuck in a lift with Salt and Pepper once.
Did you really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was good
did
fun.
You know it was Salt and Pepper?
I did. They're tiny.
Are they?
Anyway,
proceed.
Keep going. Well, about Lizzo.
Well, I know. I'm just saying it's okay not to know these people because I will make you feel better. I did not know. I knew Lizzo, but I didn't know who the other 50,000 people on the American Music Awards were.
No, well, I haven't even seen them, but I've since researched Lizzo, and I damn well like
you
her.
Like
yeah,
her
I love
I
her.
I like her
she's
a lot.
Time. So who's on your turntable at home? Like, which is your go-to? Which is your go-to? Yeah.
You know what?
What do you and John put on when you're cooking?
I had a topic all prepared, and you're ignoring that topic. And
we'll get to it.
I think Ipswich Library is going to be very But, all right.
Sorry, so we are throwing you off guard.
On the turntable at home... It's really embarrassing, but John and I haven't really... That's another okay boomer shit come at me because we haven't worked out how you really listen to music in the modern day world.
The Bluetooth world.
Yeah, we just...
It just happens
flustered.
All of a sudden.
What about in the boudoir? What do you put on in the bedroom when you want to get romantic, you and John?
Are you kidding? John, do you not know John? He plays the ukulele.
Does he?
While you're making love?
So, excuse me, you may jest.
But it's not just
it's not just crockery that turns us off. It's John playing a few tunes on the ukulele.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, no, he plays. Oh, oh, I know. I came in one day and he was playing No Woman, No Cry.
Oh, Bob Marley.
He'd been sitting on the couch for a while.
I was furious with him.
You're furious? Why?
Oh, because have you ever heard that played on ukulele?
No, it's a very good song. It is a good song. Be ruined by the ukulele.
Yes, and No Woman, No Cry. I was crying, all right. I was screaming at that man. Stop it, and he won't.
He won't stop it.
He will not.
Well,
stop
when we come back, we promise.
Oh, please.
We
are. Ipswich Library.
We're going to talk about Ipswich Library.
All right, Denise Scott is with us. More after this. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And, No Woman, No Cry. It's Bob Marley. As Denise rejoins us on the show.
This is how it should be heard.
I prefer John's version. I Bob Marley's kind of mangled it. Hey, now you were giving the keynote speech somewhere the other day.
Yes, Karen, and a keynote speech.
Gosh, that sounds very grown up.
And it is. And I think Mick would know what a keynote means. It's when you
Why would he know and I wouldn't?
Well, no, because, do you do... I mean, I know you're a comedian, Jane, but stand-up...
I do keynote
speeches.
It's
when you do stand-up, but you put earnest sentences in between your shtick. You know what I mean?
But things seriously.
Like, life doesn't always go your way. Oh. And then you go into a funny old story.
Semi-serious and anecdotal.
It sounds like
it's like the Wheeler Centre lecture or something. You go, oh, God, they're all going to... It's like you do stand-up for the Q&A crowd. So you just gussy it up a bit. You dress it up.
And it's pretty woke, is it?
Yeah, real woke, man. And anyway, but so get there. Well, at the thing, it's a small stage. And, oh, I know what I did. I broke the record. Very proudly, you have broken the record, Denise, for the lowest number of no-shows to any library.
That's
gear.
Great. Oh, well, so that's full house, virtually. That's a big turnout.
Lowest number of no-shows.
Yeah, well, because it's free seats, 180 free seats that you register for, so they sell out, no matter who's
the
talking.
The least number of no-shows, so it was full.
It's the least.
That is a
seven no-shows. I broke the record.
That's
there
fantastic.
Were only seven people
Well,
didn't
of
turn
course,
up.
Because everybody wants to hear your keynote speech.
Yes. So
and how did it go?
Well, this is the thing. Bad faux pas. Now, because it's a small stage, and a very, very tall man was signing, you know, the guy
On stage?
On stage.
Okay.
Sort of right next to me. Christ. So the two of us, I'm little, little in height, and he's very, very tall, and he got really carried away with his signing.
Oh, he was flourishing
his
gestures.
I say words and refer to situations that, of course, you'd be fascinated to see what the person's signing, smoking vagina. Can I say that on,
Feel free.
What was the sign for that, in case I ever need it?
Well, it's pretty much just miming a cigarette in from that part of the body. Anyway.
But by a tall man.
No, it's crucial. There's
no wonder they were the least amount
that?
Of no-shows.
What did he do, like that?
Yes, well, just everyone at home, mime it now. It's simple.
Jane.
I'll you can pretend you haven't done it before, Jane, but clearly.
Oh, here's one of my party tricks.
Now, the point is that people were looking at
him. I saw that on Australia's Got Talent. Sure.
People were looking at him, not me, the keynote speaker. And there was especially this girl in the second row. You're getting the feeling we're going bad here because this girl, she hasn't looked at me the whole thing. And so I said to her, look, you haven't, and someone nudges her and she looks at me. And I go, you haven't looked at me the whole speech. This is about me, not about him. And then she starts signing.
No.
And of course she's deaf.
Of course she is.
She's the only one in the audience who is.
And that's why she was looking at him.
But, look, we all...
Do you know what you should have done? Shared a vagina cigarette afterwards.
Anyway, it was all good. You can't
Did I have
say
them in Vogue menthols?
No, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say if you've got a bit of a tickle. But, Not going to say it. So Denise. It was marvellous. I did very, very well.
Well the people of Ipswich and would have been thrilled.
The Ipswich Library were brilliant, I have to say.
Can I say, it's been a pleasure having you on all year. What are you going to do over the break? Have you got plans? Or
look.
Have you got anything? What are you two together?
You've got Studio 10 commitments.
What are you doing there? Are you going back or not?
I still do my correspondence.
But that's worked out. It's worked out well to do correspondence.
Has it? The last time I was on here, I did a live cross from a play centre
out
at Cranbourne. I'm going all to the big spot, Cranbourne.
That would have been a big play centre.
No, but it was actually it was a really great centre. But I didn't know what I was doing. So, and they said,
You're not supposed to admit that. If
you just look as though, you know, you've gone down that big swirly slide in a tunnel. And I said, I can't act. I'll go down it. And so I've gone flying down this slide, absolutely terrified.
When's the last time you would have gone down a slide?
Well, as I said on the show, I went up a slide when my son was 2 years old. And I was so terrified, I just pushed him down by himself and climbed back down the ladder. I'm terrified of them. So that's the sort of thing I'm going to be doing.
I'll join you.
Thank you so much, Denise. We've loved seeing you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Happy Christmas.
Yes. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to all of you.
Denise Scott.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mexico Fund Me. Yes. Let's get into it.
500 smackers.
Up for grabs in a GoFundMe campaign for the brightest minds of our generation. We've had so many good ideas.
We have last week's.
It's like a really cool Shark Tank.
Yeah, it is like a cool Shark Tank. It's not as nerdy.
It's a practical Shark Tank. It's a practical one with good ideas.
I mean, honestly, I'm ready to see this stuff on the shelves.
Game changers.
Like last week's suggestion.
Yeah, take a listen.
My idea is a simple one. It's when you wake up every morning and you brush your teeth and you go for your morning coffee, it tastes terrible, so I'm thinking coffee-flavoured toothpaste.
Wow. How good's that?
Yeah. Well, genius, really. Simple. Espresso flavoured.
Instead of mint, and then you have your coffee, and it doesn't matter. They're flying all the beans in from Colombia or somewhere.
You might as well use them.
With the minty freshness.
Yeah, exactly.
But now your toothpaste, and my suggestion was you could have it an espresso.
Yes.
Or a latte.
Or a soy.
White with two.
Two sugars.
A different type of.
That's genius.
For that coffee ring of confidence.
Well done, Jerry.
All right.
You get it, people. That's the ideas we're looking for. Something clever.
$500 on the line. Shall we see what they've
got? Let's see
today?
What we've got. G'day, John. How are you going, John?
Good, Jane. How are you, beautiful?
Oh, thanks very much. And like the compliment. Now, have you had this idea in your head for a while or it's just popped in?
I have had it for a while, yes. No, I've been thinking about it for a little bit. I got the idea of you like putting Bluetooth in like your valve cap. So when your lovely wife or whatever is driving, they can't hit the gutter and ruin your brand new wheels.
Oh, now I'm off you, John.
It goes straight to their phone or whatever and it beeps and they know they're close to the gutter.
Beep, beep. Hey, yeah. In the early days of driving, I could have used that. I'm a bit better now.
Don't they have that though?
Remember the old days, they used to have the wire.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The steel wire on the car and they'd hear it scrape the gutter.
Yes. John, you've put a bit of thought in this, but don't they make a beeping sound if you're going to hit something anyway?
Yes, there is beeping sounds. Yeah, but around, if I'm travelling on the freeway and I might, you know, I hear beep, beep, beep.
No, John, we like the idea.
Thanks, John.
You're in the hunt.
Yeah.
Go to Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Just want to ask you, how many times you've been stuck in traffic and you're busting to go to the toilet?
Heaps.
Lots of times.
Mm. Yeah, the old,
It's a dilemma. You know, you either have to find a spot to pull over or hold it or almost go.
Or the old orange juice bottle.
or the bottle, not
so handy for us.
No.
I would like to install a toilet in my car seat so I don't ever have that problem again.
Yes, so would we all, but Rob, how do you do that?
I look to the Japanese for the technology.
But how do you get your pants down when you're driving?
Stop leaving the driver's seat up. Can somebody stop leaving the driver's seat up?
Women will say that.
What about the old bench seats? Then everyone has to go up. That's true. At the same time.
Rob, how do you get...
Do you still have bum warmers? Do you still have the bum warmers yeah, like you on your seats?
They're still there.
Right. If you're in that situation, you'll figure out how to get your pants down because it's do or die at that stage.
Well, you take them off and hang them out the window like a scarf when you've won a game.
And no brown eyes,
unless everyone
please.
Know you...
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Again, this is going downhill very quickly.
And does your driver's seat door have a sign on the outside going engaged? This is a good idea.
Do you have air freshener provided?
You need more from the few orange hanging from the dashboard.
The more I think about it.
Maybe more potpourri, maybe.
Then it's like driving around in a toilet.
So maybe it looks like a portal. Maybe
please.
Just
all right, Rob,
put an engine in a portal.
I think we'll go to Chris. Chris has got an idea. G'day, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you both?
Good. $500 is up for grabs for Mick's GoFundMe.
Yeah, so I've got an idea. I've had a couple of times where I haven't been sure what to cook for dinner. I reckon what I need to solve the problem is the fridge. It takes a photo of everything in it and then puts together a few different recipes you can cook with it all.
That's ingenious. I like that.
So the fridge does a stock take. Her fridge does a stock take. It knows what's inside.
Yes.
And when you ask it, you say fridge. You talk to it like
and it
the
goes,
one from...
tonight is Spanish tortilla.
Hello, Mick. Tonight you can have spaghetti rigatoni.
You have eggs, bacon... Capsicum.
Hello, Mick.
Or if it's your fridge, hello, Mick, you have Kraft cheese slices.
Only.
And that's it.
Hello, Mick, it's half a tub of margarine again. That is a great idea, and it gives you a range. It's like a master chef fridge.
Yeah.
It gives you a range. It has all the options for what's inside your fridge.
That would be very helpful.
I think we've got a winner. Yes. Chris, you are in.
$500.
Thank you so much, guys.
I'd love to invest in that,
a
Chris.
Smart fridge. It does a stock take.
Yep. A few different recipes come up.
And it gives you options what you can have.
And the freezer to help you out, Mick. Maybe we could have it go straight to Uber Eats as well if you got nothing good in there.
Well, that's an option.
That's what the fridge would say. Uber Eats again, Mick.
Yeah. Straight to Uber Eats.
Well done,
good
Chris.
On you, Chris.
Great stuff.
$500.
$100 coming your way. That's Mick's GoFundMe back next week on Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and coming up in this hour, Jane Kennedy, huge news regarding my pub crawl, my Aussie pub crawl.
Huge news, and you're getting ready, you're packing up and you're getting ready because it's all happening next week.
I'm having a Brick Lane.
Brick Lane.
I love Brick Lane. I own the brewery. It's a great beer. And today we are going to induct some South Australian and WA guests who are going to fly in. I think they're going to choose their show, which one they want to go to. So big news. Stay
and then
tuned.
And they can share a beer with Mickey in a good Brick Lane.
Hey, what a way to go. I can't wait. All right.
We've got a big show coming
who's
up.
Who's coming up?
Jim Jefferies, thank you very much.
Gee, I love that guy.
So do I. Yeah. And he's in LA, and we got a red hot line ready to go for him.
The satellite is up and running. Yep, we'll be making contact. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
From Aussie crawl to a hugely successful solo career, James Raine has written and performed some of the country's most iconic tracks. He's also delivered some truly memorable performances on the show over the years.
Won't know not you again. Throw down your war guard. Don't be so reckless.
And the Boys Light Up 40th Anniversary Tour is sure to be hitting a venue near you in the next couple of months. Ahead of hearing his performance at this week's Triple M Garage Session, we welcome back to the show, James Raine.
Thanks for swinging by, James. How are you, buddy?
Good, Mick. How are you, Jane?
Hello, James.
Always a pleasure to catch up with
you. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah.
Someone from my old alma mater. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, I saw you chatting with Denise Scott, who was on earlier.
Yeah.
It felt like your old friends
or you knew each other.
Well, indirectly we go way back because I went to university, Monash University, with her husband, John.
Who's a bit of a player, I understand.
Well, not a...
Did he put it about a bit?
Pants man? No, sure he's a bit of a...
He was a pants man.
No, he wasn't. Not a pants man since he was in the musical theatre.
Oh, is that Mumco?
Mumco, Jane. What do you know about Mumco?
Is that how you met?
You're in musical theatre.
You guys were in musical theatre.
Yeah, so John and I... Wow. Jane was many years after us, but John and I went there to do law arts and then I ended up leaving out. Second year because I'd spent so much time in Mumco, which is musical theatre.
Well, now I did.
Can I ask what you played?
I remember Sweet Charity. Yeah, did
this
Sweet Charity.
I'm imagining you, Jane. Well, you're a great actor. We know we've seen you.
We know you can act.
You
and
are.
Sing.
We know you can act.
Yeah.
But we didn't know you were a triple threat.
Triple threat.
Sweet Charity.
Could you dance?
Wow.
I think I did some a little bit, but I remember doing a song in a swing, and I remember they had to hold the swing off. Off the side, you know.
Okay, is there footage of this? Does this exist?
There's got to be, video.
What's the theater?
Beta.
Now, we went to the same school, Peninsula Grammar, on the Mornington Peninsula. I was part of the musical theater side there. Did you get involved in musical theater at Peninsula?
I did a lot of theater. I did Julius Caesar. I played Portia.
Oh.
Which is,
that's Brutus's
a very strong
wife. Role, yes. Brutus's very
wife.
Strong.
Was a boys' school.
Well, that's interesting because Mick
I played Mrs.
Mick
Squeers
played
in a production of Brimstone and Treacle.
Did you really?
So don't tell
Can
me
you
about
sing a little bit of it for us, please?
Come on.
Brimstone and Treacle, good for all people. Oh, I should be going a third of mine.
That's all right. I'm glad you could tell.
And I was also in a remake of The Beggar's Opera. It was a modern adaptation, but set to Beatles music.
Oh, wow.
And
Peninsula.
I had to sit at Peninsula.
Peninsula.
But listen to this. And I sat on the end of a bed full of Tret College girls dressed as turn-of-the-century prostitutes while I sang Michelle My Bell.
Wow.
What were the chances of that happening?
And the cast party. Imagine.
Wow.
James, well, I'm just picking up that you've done quite a lot of musical theatre. Is that right?
I have done quite a bit.
I love that about you.
Well, after Monash, I went to the VCA.
Ah, okay.
And
that's
what I was saying to Denise.
That's a good
I thought
school.
I'd seen John there. And I was in the second drama school intake they ever took.
Well, that's got a very good
John
elevator.
Any good? Or is he just making up the numbers?
No, John was good, but John was at Monash. But then I went to the VCA before they before they decided to train actors to get jobs as actors.
Oh.
This was in the hippie years.
Oh,
yeah. Now, what about this?
Didn't do a lot of acting. Did a lot of,
hippie-ish things.
Hugging each other and humming.
You could easily segue back into musical theatre because it's like a dominant genre right now out there. There's a lot of big productions. People would go.
There are some good roles.
I believe there's an opening in Rocky Horror.
Jesus, Mick, easy.
Oh, my God.
Easy.
Well, Jane, what was your musical?
My musical was Godspell. Which I was in with Dan Warner. Of course, I sang Day by Day.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Good song.
Yeah.
He would have done it for that reason alone.
And Dan's a lovely man.
Dan is a good man.
He'd be good in Cats. What's the song from Cats?
Memory.
I'd be Mr. Mistopheles or something like that. Sneak
can
around
be
the
Mr. Mistopheles. Know your range. Know your limitations.
Well, I must admit, I was once asked when they first did Cats here in Melbourne, the first production. Whoever the producer was, I got a call. Would you be interested in playing Rum Tum Tugger?
Oh, see, just to have the
leave it alone.
Just to have you might have.
Leave it alone.
It's so tempting.
Hey, we were lucky enough to have James on Wednesday night perform on our rooftop for Movember.com. We had a bunch of listeners and Mo Bros and Mo Sisters who have been growing tashes for the month of Movember. And by the way, Movember.com to donate for the last couple of days.
What are we playing right now?
Well, from Wednesday night, brilliant version of an Oz Crawl classic. Errol on Kennedy Malloy.
The county state, it's a stone red. He wants to get high up. Red smile, he's gonna get by up. His mother's hand he could not stand. He left for the island to fish and hunt. He take a punt. The New Guinea highland. Oh, Errol, I will get everything just to be like him. Had to go to Sirocco. He's sailing the high seas. I'll label the Captain Blood. He's to grab a stand, the guns are bad. The coast of Mexico, he want to pounce like an animal. To girls, he just can't say no. I've said, oh, Errol, I will give everything just to be like him. Oh, Errol, I will give everything just to be like him. Yeah.
from all. He played the wild scene, I scandalized. Compromise, he's down on his knees. Swords by Glenn, he was the king. The toast out tinsel tie. They built him up, they took it all. Then they just cut him down, I said, oh, they're wrong. I will get everything, just treat it like him. I don't know if you want to sing along. I figure some of you might. If you do, this is a good place to do it. It goes like this. Don't tell me it's true. I said, I don't want to hear about it. Don't tell me it's true. But I don't want to hear about it.
Don't tell me it's true.
I said, I don't want to hear about it. About it. I said, I don't want to hear.
That's Errol James Rain performing live Wednesday night here on the roof of Kennedy Malloy for a bunch of listeners. So great. Thanks to Movember.com and thanks to all those who are growing moustaches as well. You can donate for the last couple of days, Movember.com. This is Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy and James Rain.
We had the Arias last Wednesday. It went by. If you would have performed at the Arias,
No, I've never been asked.
Oh, really?
What? No, I've never been asked.
But you're a Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm a Hall of Famer, yeah, but I've never been
but
asked.
That's a load of
I don't think I've ever been asked to go.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Well, I've just made a new album. I've written a song called "Low Hanging Fruit" on that album. Yeah, and I wrote it in 10 minutes after watching the Arias a year or so ago.
Can I say, great. As someone who's won 3 Arias, I find that offensive.
Oh my god, and you are just outrageous.
3.
See, this is you're a young man. I go back. See, I've got a King of Pop.
Now,
thank you very much.
You know what's interesting?
Who was the last King of Pop?
Do you remember?
Can I say something about Darryl Braithwaite? Just quickly.
What do you want to say?
No, if you slag him off one more time.
Darryl Braithwaite should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, of course he should.
But possibly not for his song.
Just please ignore him.
This is Mick Malloy saying this, ladies and gentlemen. Darryl's a lovely, very
John Paul
good
Young agreed with me.
John Paul Young was in
on
here.
The other day, by
the way,
you know Darryl may be listening.
Yes,
he listens to you two religiously. He loves your show.
But
well, Mick
Darryl
is so rude, you do not. And in fact, Darryl said he was going to smash his head in.
Darryl loves me.
He did. He was going like this.
Darryl. Really?
The eyes he was going to get him. Why I order.
Good man.
If you're King of Pop, okay.
Can I just interrupt?
You're part of one of the greatest, most iconic Australian bands of all time.
Yes.
You should be playing at the Arias.
This is rubbish.
I've won 3.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know what? I'm not going to the Arias until you are playing.
I just don't think I'll ever be asked again.
Why?
Well, I've been fairly critical. I've written a song called "Low Hanging Fruit," and it's not a very good song.
Why don't you go as Rum Tum Tugger? They won't even know it's you.
Hey, mate, your version.
Thank you for swinging by. Now, you did a fantastic performance upstairs in this building.
Thanks for my
Wednesday, was it? We got something, Dave.
We're going to throw to it right now.
We haven't even plugged the gigs yet. Now, can people get tickets for Boys Light Up yet? Because this is a big tour of next year.
I think they've sold a lot of them.
This is fantastic.
This is the 40 years of work. And I just had a quick Triple M 40 year story.
Yes, please.
When I turned 40, the day of my 40th birthday party, I'll be the mate this quick. I went to the footy. I was at the MCG, and I think Eddie was Eddie McGuire. Yeah, we know Eddie McGuire. You know, yeah. Fastest finger first, Eddie. Was commentating, and I used to know Eddie years ago. And they contacted me on my phone, or whoever I was with on my phone. I'm on air. He's commentating, and he rings. I'm there going, oh, you're at the footy, James. We spotted you. Can you give a comment on the footy, right? It's probably Carlton, right? It's like Carlton. Yeah. Can you give a comment? And he said, oh, what's happening? Oh, I'm having my 40th birthday party tonight. And he goes, 40? James Rain's 40. And he said this. He goes, you know you're getting old when James Rain turns 40.
There you go.
He said,
thanks for ringing. Thanks
good one. See ya.
Our boys light up turns 40.
Yeah, that's because you did Barry for Carlton.
Bricks.
Yeah. Did you see the album cover in the foyer? So that's how much we respect you here. You came out, the lift doors open, bang, Triple M, and there it is.
We've got the most iconic albums of all time.
Oh, front cool. Looks
a little creepy.
I ran the stairs.
We should do a remake.
Of the album.
Stop trying to get in on everyone. Just let everybody, you think you missed a musical theatre. Leave it alone.
The tickets, jamesrain.com.au.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne.
Calling out around Australia. Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for mixed pub shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
Here we go. Time to induct a few more into my four pubs, 4 days.
That's true.
Around great Aussie pub crawl. Thanks to Brick Lane.
Be so exciting. Go along and drink the delicious.
Go mad. Bring your A-game.
We got Daniel on the line. Hello, Daniel.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, why do you want to come?
Yeah, why do you want to go along?
Well, why? Because I want to look into the future. Because I live my life a lot like Mick, and 25 years more of beers, footy and cricket, I'd like to see what's going to be on board.
You're not going to like what you see, Daniel.
It'll be like the Booper ad, Daniel.
Daniel, you're in, mate. Can't wait. You're coming to the Chippo, our Sydney show, and you'll be drinking a free Brick Lane, courtesy of Brick Lane Brewing, the greatest brewery in Australia.
You get a slab too, don't you?
You will indeed. Yep. Yes, you get a slab. Craig.
Oh, Mickey, you legend. I'm in Adelaide.
Ah, you're calling us from Adelaide, are you? And why do you think you should come to my party?
I'm in Adelaide. I'm a bit like that lady that called up before and sees an orange in the pub burnt down. Yeah. Nothing's burnt down here. It's just all shut. So I need to come there.
Oh, it's SA Beers you want to get away from.
Well.
Oh, that's tough.
I've got to wash it out of my gullet for that lovely Brick Lane gear.
I have to say, West End is not my favourite beer. I'd rather drink my own urine.
It sounds like you're very sympathetic towards Craig.
You know what? We said we would fly in some people from WA and South Australia.
You're basically like Rambo, choppering me out of a POW. This is outstanding.
Hey, behave yourself, Craig. Yes. Aren't you there? I know you will.
Well done, Brick Lane. You can have the One Love Pale Ale or the Base Lager. You've got a slab as well. All our calls have a slab.
Yep.
It's Dan Murphy's. It's Liquorland. It's BWS. What a great thing this is.
And you're going to have a ball, everybody. All right.
Well done, Brick Lane.
Who's the time to check in with?
Let's go to LA for this guy.
Last time we caught up with Jim Jefferies, he let us in on an exciting new project of his.
Yeah, I'm doing a pilot for NBC about my life, and it's going to be a guy who has a late-night talk show, who's a single dad, etc., etc. But we'll have the character, he'll have his dad live with him, he'll have a job where he talks down radio. I've just rewritten Frasier. And that was on NBC. I realise now why they like it so much. They're going, we like this. This is something we could see.
And he's back with us right now, live from LA. Jim Jefferies.
There he is. G'day, Jim. How goes
Hello.
Things over there?
Hey.
You all good?
I'm good.
You look very relaxed, Jim.
Well, I'm on holiday now. Thanksgiving's coming.
Oh, yeah. That's a big time in the States.
Now, that's an American tradition that you must be new to you. Did you struggle to get into it?
I don't really do it, and my ex is from Canada, so she doesn't really do it, but we have an American child, so we try to do it for his benefit. But I don't get it. The Americans lose
their minds.
Yeah, all right,
they're shit.
The wrong word. They do. They lose it completely over Thanksgiving. It's just Christmas dinner. without any presents. Like, and Americans go, I go, well, what's the big benefit? And they go, oh, well, it's awesome. You just sit around and you eat and you eat and you eat. And I'm like, how different is that from any other American day? And then they go, oh, we also watch football. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's a big difference. Yeah. But then you'll also get one bloke that will always go, he'll go, I'll tell you why it's great. My mother makes this stuffing and I love this stuffing and she only makes it once a year and I look forward to it every year. And I'm like, what type of an a-hole is your mother? Why would she hold out on you? Why can you only make it one day a year? Like, it's just bread and stuff. Like, make it every Tuesday.
Jim, having morphed into that very person as a mother now who prepares turkey for Christmas, and everybody right. enjoys, and they go, why don't we have this more than once a year, Mum? What's wrong with you? We love this meal. What's going on?
So this is the thing about Americans, right? So we've just had Halloween, and now we're in fall or whatever it is. Yes. Everything in my cupboard is pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice, cookies. And they see pumpkin pie. They see pumpkin as a dessert menu, right? And I go, Australians just eat that as a regular vegetable. They think I'm making it up, like it's some type of myth.
They do their pumpkin pie and stuff like that, don't they?
Oh, yeah, it's all garbage as well. You go, like, Starbucks now is all pumpkin spice lattes and a pumpkin cookie and a pumpkin this. But I'll tell you what they don't have here at Christmas, because I'm going off to Europe in a couple of days. I've got to bring back Christmas crackers.
Oh, they don't have the crackers.
Oh, what? Yeah, they don't wear paper hats.
They don't have stupid hat day.
It's like, without the little jokes, how do you relate to that uncle who's a bit racist?
Too much dignity if you get in a fight and you don't have stupid little hats on. And no crackers.
No crackers. So I'm going to bring them back. I'll bring back some crackers. They don't do the advent calendars either.
That's huge.
What about a shrimp cocktail? Do they do that?
They do a shrimp cocktail.
There you go.
But the shrimp here are crap. They're no good. They could import them from somewhere else. Like in Britain doesn't have shrimp, right? Yeah. But they import them from Indonesia because they realise their shortcomings. Americans, on the other hand, they just go, we'll stick with the Bubba Gump shrimp recipe and that's the one we're going to have. But their shrimp are flavourless. They have very good lobster, the Americans.
They do, from Maine, the Maine lobster. Oh. Now, Jim, do you still celebrate Christmas over there? Because it's a big, as you said, it's Halloween, you're into Thanksgiving, and you can't just back up straight into Christmas.
But are you even allowed to say the word Christmas anymore?
Oh, no, I still say it, but I'm an edgy comedian.
Whoa.
No, we don't go, what do you call it? They call it Winterfest over here for
holidays.
Some of the kids.
It's the holidays.
Happy holidays.
I go to my son's Christmas concert, and all the songs are either, they don't do anything that's God related, they just do like Santa Claus is coming to town, and then they do that Jewish dreidel song. Yes. That gets a big going. I'm living in Hollywood. All the kids know the dreidel song.
I love it, Jim. Hey, mate, hang about. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk some more with Jim Jefferies.
You got it.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And one of our favourite exports, Jim Jefferies, is on the show
as well.
He's
just celebrated the finish of his show, The Jim Jefferies Show, which I bloody loved. It came to an end last week. It was the last episode here. I liked your sign-off.
To the cast and crew, to Comedy Central, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I didn't take it for granted. To the crew, the best people I worked with, I'm really proud of the fact that the show was good. It didn't f***ing suck. I'm happy with that.
There you go. That's a fitting sentiment and a job well done. If you can turn off the lights and go, it didn't suck, we did a good job, I liked everyone I worked with.
And you got to travel too with that show. I mean, the last episode, you were in South Africa 1 minute and the next minute you're doing a story on shark fin.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant thing to bring up, Jane, but
happens is... You know what? You are an upstanding conservationist, Jim.
Well, this is the thing, is I used to think that. Yeah. I used to think that with the sharks, because they cut the fins off and they throw
it's
it back
insane.
In. I was in South Africa.
What's the
and
issue?
They were going, and I go, why don't they eat all the shark? And they go, well, there's one place that does eat all the shark, Australia.
That's Flake in your fish and chips.
Flake! Yeah, it's Flake! I was like so grossed out by the fin. I've eaten tons of shark throughout my life. My diet was 20% shark and 80% pie when I was living in Australia.
That's exactly right.
We have
a special relationship with sharks here. It's a national pastime to punch a shark in the face. When attacked, as Australian of a year punched a shark in the face. I mean, that's the way we deal with it. Can I say this? It's like our overreaction to whaling. I mean, in all hear me out.
Oh, no.
They're just like any other fish. They're just the big fatties of the ocean, right? So they don't do much. They're always plague proportion. Yeah, I would hunt them for sport.
Look, that's disgusting.
I tell you what, if you kill all the whales off, it'll probably stop the sea levels from rising. You take them out.
And all kudos to you, Jim. You did donate, which was so impressive to see. You donated to a fund to raise money about this bloody shark research. It blew my mind, that story.
In saying that we had to blow the rest of the budget, the show was over. We had a lot of money to spend.
Then they go and beach themselves. It's just like attention seeking, you know. Calm the farm, whales.
I'm with you, Mick, as well. Whenever I hear about whales and shark, and people go, oh, they're not fish, they're mammals. No, they're fish. People tell them they've got more in common with me. I don't believe that. They would have a better chat with a fish than I would. They have much more in common.
Jim, last time we talked about your new show and you were casting for the role of your father to play in a sitcom.
Yeah.
Has there been any advance on, who was it? It was Paul Hogan, Mel Gibson, to play your father in a sitcom. Yeah.
And Michael Caton's name came up too.
Michael Caton, but I've stretched, because I've been told that none of them would probably be interested, because old fellas don't want to move their house over to America or whatever.
Sure.
But I'd like to reach out on the radio right now to Gary Sweet or Steve Bisley.
Hey.
If you're around.
I reckon they're around.
I have a feeling they're both available.
And all I can suggest is do not go out on the town with either of them.
Hey, do you know what?
No, they're not good.
They are both iconic Australian
bloody
actors.
Great actors.
They're very good.
And they're good guys.
You look after them. Are they going to stay at your house? What are they going to do?
Oh, there's trouble.
NBC will put them somewhere up on the lot.
Hey, God,
that is a very good idea.
It is a good. It's a great idea. Can I just quickly say,
remember Magpie? He was Magpie.
He
Gary Sweet's first role was Magpie.
I've acted with him.
Do you remember the Sullivans?
No, I remember. I don't remember seeing this. I remember it as a kid.
Okay, have you run into Kitty Sullivan or
Susan
Hannaford in LA, because she's gone bonkers.
Never heard of Susan Hannaford. I have to look her up.
She currently looks like one of the White Walkers from Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, that's good. She can play my mum in the sitcom.
Jim, something came up on your last show that I watched and really enjoyed. By the way, you looked super sharp on that last episode too, I must say. Very cut. Well, a really nice, rocking the suit. But you did something that involved the studio audience and they were to look under their seats and you basically said, oh, forget that. I was actually looking for one of my AirPods. Now, this is one of the perennial issues I have with these goddamn. I love my AirPods, but I've now onto my fourth set because
slippery,
I keep losing them. How do you keep your AirPods intact?
I don't. I'm still a cord guy. I don't do the AirPods.
Oh, don't you?
No, you haven't. I the cord also saves the phone. If the phone falls off the table, you can pull it back up with the cord. The AirPod, it's just another two things to lose. The cord's a better system.
That's true. I agree.
All right, Jim, we're going to let you go now. Always a pleasure to check in with you. This will probably be our last one for the year, I'm guessing, unless we can organise it. But thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, we've loved it.
We'll do something on Christmas Day if you guys are willing to come in.
If it gets me out of a family lunch, I'm in.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Good on you, Jim.
Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Great Jim Jefferies joining us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's all thanks to the Holden, Colorado. Thanks to holden.com.au.
Time to check in with Rachel. How are you, Rachel?
Oh, great. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Rachel, you've got a Colorado, and I've seen a picture here, and it looks like there's a bloody bow on your Colorado. What's the story behind that?
Absolutely. I told hubby, make sure they put a bow on it. I want a bow.
I want one too.
Was this a present of some description?
No, it wasn't a present. Possibly a present for all of us. So it was our new rig for next year.
Well done. What's the plan of attack with the Holden, Colorado?
We are off on a road trip next year doing a lap of our beautiful country, Australia.
Oh, there's nothing better than a lap around Australia. Doing a lap around the big brown land is one of the great things. You know what, Rachel? It's a bloody Australian thing to do because most people decide they leave school.
Well,
they go overseas.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Indonesia.
So you've got a brand new Colorado.
Back to that.
Yeah. You're getting your family. You've got two kids.
Yep.
You're jumping in. Have you just sold your business too so you can do the trip?
Partially.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well,
we just decided that, you know, life's too short. And,
you're right.
We wait until we're unfortunately growing old to do these things, and we don't want to do that.
Well, you never get the time back, and you couldn't pick a better vehicle to do it than a beautiful Colorado. You've got your crisp white Colorado there. It's gorgeous.
Can I tell you this? You are going to have as long as... How old are your kids?
I've got an 8-year-old, Giuseppe, and a 4-year-old, Vincenzo.
Well, I'm going to put it to you that next year is going to be one of, if not the greatest year of their life, and it's one they'll remember forever.
Memories forever.
Mum, Dad, the two of them, the whole Colorado, driving around Australia.
Living the dream, Rachel.
Adventure after adventure after adventure, memory after memory. It's going to be in the vault forever, and they're going to remember it till the end of days. You are a good mum, Rachel. Yeah. Well done.
Hooray. Yeah. Good on you.
Thank you.
Well done. And well done, Holden, Colorado, making dreams come true. That's what they do.
We love them.
What they do.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Shout out to Matt Dower, Matty D on the Pots and Pans. Does an amazing job. He is the best.
Thanks,
he's
Maddie.
The benchmark for audio production.
He's a ripper.
Yeah.
And he puts together our week in review, and here it is on Kennedy Malloy.
It was an awkward start to the week for Dange with award-winning broadcaster Dylan Lewis on the show.
I think he is a magnificent broadcaster.
What year was it?
Well, he's better than you. He's a better broadcaster.
2012. Yeah. The Australian Commercial Radio Awards. We're in the same
category. What was the category?
Best music presenter. Oh, he's giving me the bird.
Anyone taking any holidays soon?
Pull Dave's pants down. How many times have you won it?
I haven't.
And how many times have you been nominated?
I think 8.
And when Dylan sat down with his family on Saturday to watch his recovery special, he was a little taken back.
They beeped the F words on Saturday morning and that was it.
And everything else went through.
Yeah, everything else went through. And I'm sat there with my kids in my pyjamas just trying to do little disclaimers.
Is Daddy at the office? Any nudity?
Yes. You will see the enforcer's bum.
Come on.
It's a great bum.
I've seen more than that on Q&A.
Caller Daryl was sus on the Surf Lifesavers near Port Macquarie.
Yeah, I was out surfing at Baker Point and every time the surf was pumping, guess what they'd do? Put a shark alarm out.
Is that because there really was a shark or was the two...
No, I don't think so. It was like 20,000 times they did it.
So what did you do, Daz?
I stayed out there.
Oh, Kitty Flanagan had this rule for the holiday season.
Every second year with your family. I like away Christmas. I'm going overseas Christmas.
Yeah, I do a bye.
I have blown out Christmas like 3 years in a row.
Oh, no, you got into big trouble.
Very big trouble on the day, candidly.
They want funny Uncle Mickey there.
I see my family all the time. One of them lived in Canada and went, you know what? It's the one day of the year we'll get together. But I go, oh, that's right, you live 200 metres up the road. That's really important we all get together and sit at a table for 6 hours. And
Mick was under attack from Indian minor birds at home.
I'm being swooped. These things have gone berserk. They set up a nest in my alcove. So I did the only thing I could, which was bash the nest down.
Oh, my God.
You're mucking around.
Hang on.
I hold a grudge. But I come out, it's like diving out of the sun, chanting its song of death.
Yeah, but I'm not so against that.
Kamikaze pilot. It's making it really hard for Mum to put out my bins.
Merrick Watts was also in the line of fire.
I was walking down the street yesterday just minding my own business in a pair of bike shorts and a bum bag and a pair of Reebok pumps. Right.
That's why it attacked you.
I think I'm on the bird's side.
And this bird swooped and I went, oh, magpie. Clearly it's a magpie and I've made some sort of intrusion into its area. No, dirty freaking minor bird has attacked me.
And Adam Spencer brought in the full enemy lowdown.
Minor bird, 23 centimetres of pure pest. 100 invasive species around the world. There are only 3 birds. The minor one of them.
It's made a very powerful enemy.
The cane toads of the sky.
We discovered Jane used to be a nanny.
I ought to be measuring the alcohol on the liquor cabinet.
Right. I didn't drink on the job.
Oh, please.
No, I was a very good nanny.
I'm a bad babysitter who got my boyfriend in your shower.
No, I'm nothing of the sort.
That's what I should say when they ring your babysitting service. Jane Kennedy,
ring.
Please hold.
We further fleshed out Ross Noble's idea for a Frank Walker from National Tiles biopic with a newly created role for Mick.
You could be the king of the carpet court.
Oh, good.
You and Frank meet up in a car park and he says, look, I'll do timber laminate and tiles and you do carpet.
Then we have a knife fight.
Yeah, box cutter. And Frank has a smashed tile.
No, but I try and sneak up on me in the middle of the night, but my bells can be...
Exactly.
Wednesday, we got into the festive spirit with the Kennedy Malloy team Christmas dinner.
I will have fun. I'm not going.
Why not?
You are going.
Look, it's not elitist, but I don't like to fraternise with the rank and file here at Kennedy Malloy. Sitting around saying how good you are, what you bring to the table.
And you've got all the presents for everyone?
Yep. It's amazing. You're going to go, oh my God.
If you get me something from the service station,
Does that include Picture or People magazine?
The Chasers' Dom Knight introduced us to macropods.
Basically, giant creatures that once roamed the planet. The demon duck of doom is absolutely massive.
But a massive duck.
There was a duck. There was a goanna that was 7 metres long.
Yeah. What? And, the good old days.
There was a 2.5-metre long kind of tapir thing. Even bigger than Plucker Duck was that.
There was a wombat.
Minibus-sized wombat.
Size of a minibus? What, a tarago?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. This is unbelievable. Wow. Living the wrong time.
Ahead of the second test in Adelaide, Mick was playing selector with Pat Cummins.
What about Smith? Should Smith be dropped for the next test? He's failed.
Yeah, I think that's a fair call.
He's got 12th man written all over, I reckon. He'd let him carry the drinks and never think about it.
No, I think that's fair.
And Jane was keen to point the finger at Pat's secret weapon, or lack thereof.
Your sister slammed the door accidentally at about 3 and lopped the tip of your finger off. Is that true?
That's 100% true. I was waving a lollipop through the bathroom door for some reason and slammed the door right on my finger.
Oh, my God. Former came off. Now, Brett Lee, isn't he suggesting that you might have a slight advantage because you've got 2 even fingers and it might aid the ball coming out with a nice seam position when you're bowling?
Look, I probably wouldn't suggest it to anyone that's listening.
Yeah. I call it finger tampering.
But finally, in a week where we celebrated the Australian music industry's finest at the ARIA Awards...
What's that?
Cowbell.
I'm on the cowbell.
Oh, my God. Stay away from the Teskies.
I'm so caught up. I could be a Teskie brother.
How could you say that?
So caught up.
Drumstick down. Thank you.
Okay.
If you missed any of the shows this week, you get the podcast at kennedymalloy.com.au. Once again, thanks to Maddie.
I'm going to have a listen on the podcast.
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Have you never done that before?
Yeah.
Hey, now, you've got to get in training because we're going to see you off.
I'm in training.
You're in training.
I'm going right now to train.
I know you're going.
I'm going to train through happy hour.
Well.
Look at me. This is the rig
it
for
is.
What I'm about to attempt.
Undertake? You're doing it for the team.
4 pubs, 4 days, out and about, round Australia.
So you do the show.
Come one,
we
come
still
all,
see you here.
Bring your A game, get involved. Thank you, Brick Lane.
Yes.
Thank you, Brick
Lane. So we can,
Lane
can we have a Brick Lane when we're back here?
I'm having a Brick Lane right now.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we will... You know, maybe Friday, I might even take you down if you're good.
That's the very last show we do.
After the show. We're doing the show on Friday
please,
from Melbourne.
Sir. Thank you.
I might take you out
for
a Brick Lane.
Well, I would have been drinking it already. Hey, we've got a big show next week besides your pub shout.
What's happening?
We've got Geraldine Hickey. We've got Limo. We've got Joel Creasy, Chris Brown, Julia Morris, Blanche Del Puget.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask her if that's legitimate?
I'll ask her that. Charlie listening. Pickering, Adam Rosenbach, and many more.
Talking about
our breadboard.
Oh, yeah.
And the, what is it, the salad
the tongs.
The tongs, yeah.
The tongs, which has no evidence that it was Bob's.
Well,
but we
Blanche
bought
will
it.
Tell us.
Let's see if she recognises
it.
Yeah.
Hi, Blanche. How are you?
I'm not going to trick Blanche Del Puget.
She recognises it.
I'm not going to trick her.
Should we all get in Terry Towelling dressing gowns?
Actually, right, that's very tempting.
For an interview?
I'd love to.
Hey, guys, this weekend we've got a big music special on Triple M all around Australia. It's called Concert in the Clouds. It's a 7-hour live music festival.
Cloud.
If you love live music,
virtual cloud.
Every single radio station on the Triple M network's going to do it. I'm going to host some of it as well, so I'll be amongst it as well.
It's always about
you.
No,
I'm just trying to bring it
What's
to
happening life. To my generation, by the way?
And that was my second part. So this weekend, my generation, you guys are my very special co-hosts as well. Mick, Jane and Santo will be in as well. We're talking about the 30-year anniversary of 5 in a row.
Hooray.
If you're a fan of
me,
have a listen.
All right. No, that's it, my generation. And as Joan mentioned,
well done, everybody.
Have fun.
Have a great weekend.
Stay safe.
Brick Lane.
That's it. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.